Chamishi, Vayomer Yisrael, and Yaakov said, Rav, I still have a lot of happiness left in my life because Od Yosef bin Chai, Yosef my son, is still alive. Elcha, I will go ve'ereno, and I will see him in Mitzrayim, b'terem almost before I die. Now let us go back on the Rashi's. Zot Rashi, Viata tuvesa, pasuk yutes, and you are commanded mipi from my mouth, loymar lohem, to tell the shvatim, zoisasu, this is what they should do. Kach emor lohem, this is what you should say to them, sheberishusihu, it is with my permission. And he sent to his father, sholach kezois, he sent like this, kecheshben azeh, this amount, umahu acheshben, and what was the amount? The amount that yudcha morim, that 10 donkeys can carry of wine or of beans. Zakrashi mituv mitzrayim, matzinu bigamaro. We find in the Gemara, Shasholach Yoyayin Yoshon, he sent Yaakov old wine, Shedah Zekenim Noicheimenu, that the mind of the Zekenim of old people are calmed by it. Umedrush Agoda, Greason shall pull, he sent beans. Barvalachem Kitagumai, like Targum says, grain and bread. Umazoin, lifton, relishes, things that are eaten together with the bread. Al Tirguzu Baderach, Yosef told the Shvatim, do not become agitated on the road. Al tis'asku b'dva halacha. Do not become involved in a matter of halacha. Shlei tirgaz aliyam haderech. In order that the way should not agitate you, you shall not become lost on the way. Davar acher. Al tafsiu psia gasa. Do not take large steps, because large steps can ruin somebody's vision. V'tikonsu b'cham lo'ir. And come into the city when it is still light. All these are things that you should do in order that you shall not become injured on the way. Ulefi pshutai, and according to the pshutai shall mikra, this is the pshat. Yeshlemer, you shall say, lefi shehoyu nechlamim, since the brothers were embarrassed that they sold Yosef, hayu doyik, Yosef was worried. Shema yorivu baderech, al davar mechirasei. Maybe the shvatim would fight with each other on the road concerning his sale, lizvakeach zemzeh, to argue with each other, v'loimar, and to say, al yodcha nimkar, it is because of you that he was sold, atosi parta lashon hara olav, you spoke lashon hara about him, v'garamta lanu l'sinoisai, and you caused us to hate him. V'chihu moishel, zot rashi v'asherhu moishel, over here the word ki means asher, that he is a ruler over the land of Mitzrayim. V'yofag liboy, his heart turned, nechlaf liboy v'holach milahamin, his heart turned away and went away from believing them. His heart did not turn to their words. Lashon mefigen tamon. It is a language of mefigen tamon, which means the flavor turns away. Belashon Mishnah, in the language of the Mishnah, ukamoi me'ein hafugais, which means without change, and also like the pasuk in Yirmiyah, verechei leinamar. Metargamino and Targum says verechei leifog. His smell did not change. So we see the word vayofog means to change. Vayofog liboy, his heart changed and turned away from them. He did not believe them. And then the brothers told him, es kol divrei Yosef, all the words of Yosef. Simen mosolahem, Yosef gave them a sign. B'mehoya oisek, what he was involved in, kishepirish mimenu, when he left Yaakov. What sugyo were they learning? B'parashas Egla Rufo, the parasha of Egla Rufo. Zeu shenema, this is what the pasuk says, "Vayar es ha'agolos asher sholach Yosef," and Yaakov saw the agolos, the simon of Egla Rufa that Yosef sent. V'loy nemar asher sholach Parai. The word agolos in the pasuk does not mean wagons, because if it meant wagons, the pasuk should have said he saw the agolos, he saw the wagons that Parai sent. Since it says asher sholach Yosef, it means he saw the simon of Egla Rufa which Yosef sent to persuade him with. V'atachi ruach Yaakov sharsa alo shchina. The Shekhinah rested upon him, Shepirshu mimenu, for it had departed from him earlier. Rav oid, Rav li oid simcha v'chedva, I have a lot of happiness yet in my life, hoyel since, v'oid Yosef b'nichai, Yosef my son is still alive. And the pasuk continues, Vayisa Yisrael, v'chola shaloi, and Yaakov traveled with everything that he had, Vayovoi, and he came, Be'ero shova, to Be'er shova. The word Be'era, with a hey at the end, is equivalent to saying Le Be'er Shava. A hey at the end of the word is like a lamed in the beginning. Vayizbach Zevochim, and in Be'er Sheva, he shechted karbonos, Le'lekei Oviv Yitzchak, to the God of his father Yitzchak. Rashi is medayik that the pasuk does not say that he shechted karbonos, Le'lekei Avoisov, to the God of his fathers, including Avram in the statement, but rather Le'lekei Oviv Yitzchak. It only says Yitzchak. Because the pasuk wants to tell us that a person is obligated to give kavod to his father more than his grandfather. Therefore, the pasuk says that he shefted these karbonos to the God of his father and not the God of his grandfather. Vayomer Elokim liYisrael, and Hashem said to Yaakov, b'maros halayla, in a vision at night. Vayomer, and he said, Yaakov, Yaakov. He repeated his name twice, which is a loshon chiba, an expression of love, just like we find by Avram, by the parasha of Akedah. It says, Avram, Avram. Hashem called him Avram, Avram. And also by Moshe in Parsha Shemois, by the Sneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, Moshe. Here too, Yaakov, Yaakov, which is a loshon of chiba. Vayomer Hineini, and Yaakov said, here I am. It's interesting that we find that two times HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov at night. In Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov was leaving Be'er Sheva to go to Charan, the pasuk over there says, Vayachalim, he had a dream, and Hashem appeared to him at night. This all took place in a dream at night. And here also, when Yaakov was going from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, again, b'maros halayla, it took place at night. Meshech Chachma explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hint to Yaakov that although you are going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you are going into Galus, you are going b'maros halayla, you are going into the darkness of Galus, still I am with you everywhere that you will go. And that's why both of these times, when Yaakov was leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Haran, when he was leaving Eretz Yisrael to go from Be'er Sheva to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him, B'maris HaLayla, even in the darkness of Golos, I am with you. Vayomer, and Hashem said, Anoichi Hokel Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father. Al Tira Merida Mitzrayim, do not be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Although Yaakov was distressed that he was forced to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz La'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do not be afraid, Ki L'Goy Gadol Asimcha Sham, because to a great nation I will make you over there. Anoichi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. V'anoichi A'alcha Gam Oloi, and I will also bring you up. Although you will die in Mitzrayim, I will bring you up from Mitzrayim, and you will be buried in Eretz Yisrael. V'yosef Yoshis Yodoi Al Inecho, and Yosef will place his hands on your eyes. Yosef will close your eyes after your death. This was a haftocha to Yaakov Avinu, that Yosef will outlive him. Yaakov will die first, and Yosef will be the one who will close his eyes. That's what the Baal HaTurim says. Vayokum Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, and Yaakov got up from Be'er Sheva. Vayusu b'nei Yisrael es Yaakov aviyem, and the b'nei Yisrael carried Yaakov their father on their shoulders. Vestapam vesneshem ba'agolos, and their small children and their wives they put in the wagons. Asher sholach Pari losayis oisai, that Pari sent to carry him. Maril Diskin is medayik that we first find the mentioning of these wagons, the agolos, in Pasuk Hey, when they were traveling from Be'er Sheva to Mitzrayim. But in Pasuk Aleph, when they were traveling to Be'er Sheva, we do not find the wagons mentioned. Why is this so? Maril Diskin answers that before Yaakov received the Haftacha in Be'er Sheva, he was not so sure, he was not definite that he would carry out this trip to Mitzrayim. He was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. He was afraid that his children might be persuaded by the bad influences of Mitzrayim. Therefore, he did not want to use the Agolos, because Pare only sent the Agolos with the condition that he will come down to Mitzrayim. Until he was sure that he was going to Mitzrayim, he did not want to use the Agolos. But once he received the Haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he was sure that he was going to Mitzrayim. And that's why in Pasuk Hey, when he was going from Be'er Sheva, he was traveling from Be'er Sheva, there the Pasuk says that he used the Agolos to go down to Mitzrayim. Vayikru, and they took es miknehem, their cattle, ves ruchusham, and their belongings, asher rochshu be'eretz Kanan, that they amassed in the land of Canaan. Rashi is medayik. The pasuk says that he only took his belongings from the land of Canaan, but not his belongings that he amassed in Padan Aram, because Yaakov said, "Nichse chutz la'aretz einon kedayli." The possessions of chutz la'aretz, the possessions that I amassed in Padan Aram in chutz la'aretz, are not worthy for me. He took all these possessions and he piled it up before Esav, and he used these possessions to buy Esav's chelek, Esav's portion in the Ma'ariv Hamachpelah. And they all came to Mitzrayim. Yaakov v'chazari itoy. Yaakov and all his children with him. Banov, his sons, the Shvatim. Uvenei Banov, and his sons' sons, the children of the Shvatim, itoy with him. Binoisav, his daughters. Although the Pasuk says Binoisav b'lashon ravim, plural, it is referring to one daughter, Dina. Uvenois Banov, and his sons' daughters, referring to the daughter of Levi, who was Yecheved, and the daughter of Asher, Serach. V'chol Zarei, and all his children. What is this coming to include? It is including the Shvatim's grandchildren. Yehuda had grandchildren mentioned in Pasuk Yud Beis, Chetron and Chomel, and Asher's grandchildren mentioned in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Chever and Malkiel. Hevi itoy Mitzrayimo. All these he brought with him to Mitzrayim. Ve'ele Shmois b'nei Yisrael haboy Mitzrayimo. And these are the names of the children of Yaakov that are coming now to Mitzrayim. Although the Pasuk should have said, Asher Ba'u Mitzrayimah, these are the names of the children of Yaakov that came to Mitzrayim, B'Lashon Avar, in the past. The Pasuk many times states the Lashon according to the present, as if it was happening now. These are the names of the children of Yaakov that are coming now to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Uvanov Yaakov and his children. Bechor Yaakov Ruvain. The firstborn of Yaakov was Ruvain. Uvenei Ruvain and the children of Ruvain. Chanoich Ufalu Chetzron Vecharmi. Chanoich Palu Chetzron Vecharmi. Uvenei Shimon and the children of Shimon. Yemuel, Yamin, Ohad, Yochin, Tzoychar, and Shaul ben Aknanis, Shaul the son of the Knanis. Who was this Knanis? Rashi explains it was Dina. She was called Knanis because she was Nivalo Leknani. She had relations with a Knani with Shechem. And what happened was, Dina did not want to leave the city of Shechem until Shimon promised her that he, Shimon, would marry her. So Shimon married Dina and had Shaul. Shaul the son of Knanis, Shaul the son of Dina. Uvenei Levi and the children of Levi were Gershon, Kahas and Merari. Uvenei Yehuda and the children of Yehuda were Er ve'oinon, Vishela, Peretz and Zarach, Vayomas Er ve'oinon. Er and Oinon died Be'erez Canaan in the land of Canaan. Vayu b'nei Peretz, and Yehuda had grandchildren. Peretz had Chetzroin v'chomel, Chetzroin and Chomel. Uvenei Yisachar, and the children of Yisachar were Toila, Fuva, Yoiv, and Shimron. If you look in Parashas Pinchas, Yisachar's son Yoiv is written Yoshuv, with a shin between the Yud and the Vav. And the Das Kenim Ibali HaTosva says that since the name Yoiv is a name of an Avodah Zarah, Yisachar took one shin from his name and placed it between the Yud and the Vav, changing his name from Yoiv, which was a name of an Avodah Zarah, to Yashuv. And that is why the name Yisachar is not pronounced Yisachar, because one shin was given to Yoiv to make it Yashuv. Uvenei Zevulun, and the children of Zevulun, Sered, Elon, and Yachleel. Ela b'nei Leah, these are the children of Leah, Asher yoldo Yaakov b'Padan Aram, that she gave birth to Yaakov in Padan Aram. There is Dina Bitoy, and Dina his daughter. Kol Nefesh Bono Uvenoisav, all the souls of his sons and his daughters, Shloshim Vishalosh, totaled 33. Rashi tells us that if you count all the children of Yaakov up to this point, you will only get 32. Why does the Pasuk say 33? And the answer is because Yocheved Bas Levi, Yocheved, the daughter of Levi, was born when they entered the walls of Mitzrayim, Bein HaChomos. Therefore, she is not counted in Pasuk Yud Aleph by the children of Levi, because when they went down to Mitzrayim, she was not born yet. But as they went through the walls of the city, she was born, and that's why she was counted in the Shivim Nefesh, in the 70 people. She was number 33 from the B'nai Leah. And that is why the Pasuk says, B'noisav, his daughters, B'lashon Rabim, in the plural. Although he only had one daughter, which was Dina, this is referring to his granddaughter, Yocheved Bas Levi. So there were two daughters, Dina Bas Yaakov and Yocheved Bas Levi. And Maskelo David says, that's why the Lashon of 33 is written B'Lashon Nekeva, Shloshim V'Sholosh, not Shloshim V'Shloisha. Because there was a Nekeva in the Minyan, in the 33, that's why it is written B'Lashon Nekeva. Rashi is Medayik. The Pasuk says, B'nei Leah and Dina Bitoi. When the Pasuk is referring to the Bonim, the sons, it seems to attach the Bonim to Leah, the mother. But when the Pasuk is talking about the Nekevois, Dina, it says Dina Bitoi, Dina his daughter, attaching the Nekevois to Yaakov. And Rashi says, from here we see, that Isha Mazras Tchila, if during relations, an Isha gives Zerah first, then the child is a zachar. So when Leah was Mazriya Tchila, it was B'nai. The children came out as Zecharim, sons. But Ish Mazriya Tchila, if the Ish gives the Zera first, Geledes Nakeva, then the child comes out as a Nakeva. That's why when it was Dina, it was Bitoi. Yaakov was Mazriya Tchila. Then the child came out as a Nakeva Dina. Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, Perik Lamed, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, on the Pasuk Vatikra Shema Dina, Leah called the name of her daughter Dina. Rashi says, Shedona Leah Din Ba'atzma. The name Dina means a judgment. Leah made a judgment to herself. Im ze zachor, if this will be a male, loite Rachel achoisi ka'achas ha'shvachos. Rachel, my sister, will not be equivalent to one of the shvachos, to the maids, because they have two shvatim, and Rachel will only have one, because I will have seven. V'espalala olam, and she davened on this fetus, v'nepach l'nekeva, and it changed to a nekeva. The Mashal in Masechta Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph, says that there are two ways how to understand this chazal. What does it mean, v'nepach l'nekeva, and it changed to a nekeva? We can either learn that the pshat is that in Leah's stomach there was really a boy, and in Rachel's stomach there was a girl. Leah davened that this boy in her stomach should change and become a girl, and the girl in Rachel's stomach should change and become a boy. That's one way how we can understand this. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes LeYaakov seems to learn like this. He says that is the reason why Yosef was Mesalsel Basaroi. He seemed to be doing things that were the nature of a girl, because originally he was a girl that changed into a boy. And so too we find the opposite way. Dina was a Yitzonis. She was one who always went out. Like the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach, Vateitze Dina. Dina went out. Because originally she was a boy who changed into a girl. And that's why she had the nature of a boy to be a Yitzonis. Mashal says that we run into a problem with this pshat when we come to the Rashi in Parshas Vayigash, who says that from Dina Bitoi we learn that Ish Mazriya Tchila Yolda Nekeva. When an Ish gives Zera first, then a Nekeva is born. Because this whole drasha is learned from the fact that it says Dina Bitai, which means that since Yaakov was Mazriya Tchila, that's why Dina was born. But this is not so according to the pshat we just said. Because when Dina was conceived, she was really a boy. So that means that really Leah was Mazriya Tchila, and therefore she conceived a boy. It was just later on that this boy became a girl. So how can the whole makar for this membra be from Dina Bitai, which in actuality, it was not Yaakov who was Mazriya Tchila, but rather Leah that was Mazriya Tchila. Therefore, Mashar says that there is another way how to learn V'nefchal Nekeva. Really, Dina was born as a girl, and Yosef was born as a boy. It's just that Yosef was in Leah's stomach, and Dina was in Rachel's stomach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched the two fetuses and placed Yosef in Rachel's stomach and Dina in Leah's stomach. According to this, it is very good, because Yaakov was Taka Mazriya Tchila when Dina was conceived. And this is the way Yonasan ben Uziel learns, this is the way the Paneach Razi learns, and also the Paitin brought down by the Mashal in Masechta Nida Daf Lamed Aleph. Maskel David also learns like this, and he says, with this Yisoid, we can answer Akasha in Pasuk Yud. We said that Shimon married Dina and had Shaul ben Akranis. How was Shimon able to be married to Dina? Shimon and Dina were brother and sister, not only from one father, Yaakov, but also from one mother, Leah. How can they marry each other? According to this pshat, Maskel David says it's very good, because really Dina was not the daughter of Leah. She was conceived in Rachel's stomach and only placed in Leah's stomach later on. Therefore, she was not really considered the daughter of Leah. And Shimon and Dina were only brother and sister from one father, Yaakov, but not from the same mother. Shimon from Leah and Dina from Rachel. And the pasuk continues, Uvnei God and the children of God were Tzifyon, Chagi, Shuni, Etzboin, Eri, Aroidi, and Areli. Uvnei Osher, and the children of Osher were Yimna, Yishva, Yishvi, Beria, Veserach Achoisam, and Serach their sister. Ayin Ramban, in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Chavov, Pasuk Memvav, where over there the Ramban says that Serach was not Asher's daughter, but rather Asher's wife's daughter. That's why the Pasuk over here says Serach Achoisam, Serach their sister. It does not call Serach the daughter of Asher, because Serach was not really the daughter of Asher, but rather Asher's wife's daughter. Uvenev Ria, and the children of Ria were Chever Umalkiel. These were the grandchildren of Asher, Chever and Malkiel. Eile b'nei Zilpah, these are the children of Zilpah. Asher nosan Lavan l'Leia b'toy, that Lavan gave as a shifcha to Leah, his daughter. Vateled es Eile li'Yakov, and she gave birth to these, to Yaakov, sheish esrei nofesh, 16 souls. And Maskil David explains the reason why Sheish Esrei is Belosh Nekeva, because there is a Nekeva in the 16. Serach Bas Asher. Bnei Rachel, the children of Rachel, Eishes Yaakov, the main wife of Yaakov, Yosef Uvenyamin. Vayivolad li Yosef Beretz Mitzrayim. And to Yosef was born in the land of Mitzrayim, Asher Yolda loy Osnas, that Osnas gave birth to him, Bas Poitifera. Osnas, the daughter of Poitifera. Poitifera, who was Kayen Oin, the leader of Oin, Es Menashe Ves Ephraim. She gave birth to Menashe and Ephraim. Uvenei Binyamin, and the children of Binyamin. Binyamin had 10 children, all named after Yosef. Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Namoin, Echi, Roish, Mupim, Chupim, and Ord. Ele b'nei Rachel, these are the children of Rachel, Asher Yulad de Yaakov, that were born to Yaakov, Kol Nefesh Arba Osor. All the souls were 14. Here Maskel David says, 14 Arba Osor B'loshen Zachar, because in the 14, there were only Zacharim. Uvenei Dan, and the children of Dan, Chushim, was Chushim. Although it says B'loshen Rabim, Uvenei, and the children, as if there were more than one, the Pasuk sometimes uses a Loshen Rabim, even though it is only one person. Just like we mentioned earlier in Pasuk Zion, it says Benoisav, his daughters, although it is only referring to one daughter, Dina. Also, we see in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Pinchas, it says Bnei Palu Eliyav, the children of Palu was Eliyav. It says Bnei when it is referring to one son. Uvenei Naphtali and the children of Naphtali, Yachteel, Guni, Yetzer, and Shilem. Eile b'nei Bilah, these are the children of Bilah, Asher Nosan Lavan, L'Rachel Bitoy, which Lavan gave as a shivcha to Rachel his daughter, Vateled es Eile li'Yakov, and she gave birth to these, to Yaakov, Kol Nefesh, Shiva, for a total of 7 souls. Again, B'loshen Zachar, Shiva, because the 7 were all Zachar. Kol HaNefesh, all the souls, Haba'ol, li'Yakov Mitzrayim, that are coming with Yaakov to Mitzrayim, Yoytzei Yerechai, his descendants, Milavad, besides Neshe b'nei Yaakov, the wives of the children of Yaakov, the wives of the Shvatim. Depending on who the wives of the Shvatim were, is how we learn Milavad Neshe b'nei Yaakov. According to the Pshat, that the Shvatim married their twin sisters, Rashi explains that the twin sisters all died before they went down to Mitzrayim. The pasuk goes like this. These are the children of Yaakov, Yoytzi Yerechai, his descendants, Milavad Neshe B'nei Yaakov, besides for the wives of Yaakov, the twin sisters, although they were Yoytzi Yerechai, they were not counted here because they died before these 70 went down to Mitzrayim. But if you learn that the Shvatim married Kenaniyos, then the pasuk is learned like this. These are the 70 nefashos, Yoytzi Yerechai, his descendants, Milavad Neshe B'nei Yaakov. We are not counting the wives of the Shvatim, the Kenaniyos, although they went down to Mitzrayim, but they are not counted because they are not Yoytze Yerechai. Kol Nefesh Shishim Voshesh. All the souls that were coming down to Mitzrayim now were 66. Uvenei Yosef Asher Yulad Loi B'Mitzrayim, Nefesh Noyim. And the children of Yosef that were born to him in Mitzrayim were 2, Menashe and Ephraim. Kol HaNefesh Leves Yaakov, all the souls to the house of Yaakov, Haba'o Mitzrayimah, that came to Mitzrayim, Shivim, were a total of 70. 66 came down at one time. And then we can add another 4. Yosef and his 2 sons, making it 69, they were already in Mitzrayim, plus Yocheved ben Baslevi, who was born ben HaChoymos when they entered Mitzrayim. 66 plus 4 equals a total of 70. Ramban in Parshas Vayeshev is medayik from the fact that the pasuk says Milvad Neshei Bnei Yaakov, besides for the wives of the Shvatim, the Torah does not make any mention of the wives of Yaakov. We can assume that the wives of Yaakov all died before Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. And the Ramban asks on Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, who says that when Yosef had a dream that the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars would bow down to him, Rashi over there says the Yoreach, the moon, is referring to Bila. But according to this, Bila had already died. So how was it possible that she bowed down to Yosef? Zogt Rashi inside. Pasuk Aleph, Be'era Shova, Kimoi Li Be'er Shova. That is equivalent to saying a Lamed in the beginning, Li Be'er Shova, to Be'er Shova. Hey B'Soif Teva, B'Mokim Lamed B'Tchilosa. A Hey at the end of the word is equivalent to a Lamed in the beginning. And this Rashi has mentioned many times earlier, Ayin Rashi Parshas Lech Lecha, on the word Hera, Perik Yudalet, Pasuk Yud. Rashi Parshas Toldos on the words Padena Aram Besa Besuel Perik Chavches Pasuk Beis, and also Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach in the beginning Arza Seir Perik Lamed Beis Pasuk Dalid, where Rashi says the same Yisoid Leilake Oviv Yitzchok. Rashi is bothered why the pasuk did not say that he brought karbonos to the God of his father Avram. From here, Rashi says, we learn, Chayiv Odom B'Chavoyit Oviv. A person is obligated to honor his father, Yoseh mi B'Chavoyit Ziknoi, more than the honor of his grandfather. L'fichoch tola B'Yitzchok V'Lei B'Avram. That's why he depended the Karbonos upon Yitzchok, and not on Avram. Yaakov, Yaakov, by repeating a name twice, Lashon Chiba, it is an expression of love. Al Tira Mered Mitzrayimah. Do not be afraid, Hashem says to Yaakov, to go down to Mitzrayim. Lefi Shehoya Meitzar. Since Yaakov was distressed, Al Shenizkak Lotzes L'Chuz Loretz, that he was forced to go out to Chuz Loretz, therefore Hashem said, Al Tira, do not be afraid. Va'anoichi Alcha, I will bring you up from Mitzrayim. Hiftichai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, Lios Nikbar Ba'oretz, that he will be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And he took all his belongings, asher rochashu be'eretz Canaan, that he amassed in the land of Canaan. Avom asher rochash be'padan Aram, what he amassed in Padan Aram, nosan hakoy le'esav, he gave it all to Esav, bishvil chelkoy be'ma'oros ha'machpelo, for his portion in the ma'oros ha'machpelo. Omar, Yaakov said, nichsei chus la'oretz einon kedaili. The possessions that I acquired in Chutz Loretz are not worthy for me. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says concerning the Ma'oros HaMachpelo, asher korisi li, which I have dug. But korisi can also mean a lashon of kri, which I piled up. Hemed like tziburin shel zov v'kesef. Yaakov piled up gold and silver, kimin kri, like a heap of grain. V'omar loy, and he said to Esav, Tul es elu, take these in exchange for your portion in the Ma'oros HaMachpelah. Ubenois Banov, Yaakov and his children came down to Mitzrayim. Ubenois Banov, with his son's daughters, Serach Bas Osher, this is referring to Serach, the daughter of Osher, and Yocheved Bas Levi, Yocheved, the daughter of Levi. Haboy Mitzrayimo, Hashem Hasho, the pasuk is talking because of the moment. That's why the pasuk says boim. It's as if it was happening now. These are the names of the children of Yaakov that are coming now to Mitzrayim. And you shall not wonder al asher loiksiv asher ba'u, that the pasuk does not write asher ba'u, that came to Mitzrayim in the past, because it is the nature of the pasuk to sometimes write in the present, to write as if it was happening now. Ben Aknanis, Shaul was the son of the Knanis. Ben Dina, this means he was the son of Dina. Shenivalo l'Knani, Dina, who had relations with Shechem the Knani. Kishaharg was Shechem, when Shimon and Levi killed Shechem, Lehoisa Dina Roitzelases. Dina did not want to go out of the city of Shechem, Achenishba lo Shimon Sheisaena, until Shimon would swear to her that he would marry her. So when it says that Shimon had a son Shaul, it was Shimon who married Dina and had the son Shaul ben Aknanis, Shaul the son of Dina. Ela ben Elea ves Dina bitoy. Hazacharim tala b'Leah. The Zacharim are dependent on Leah. That's why it says b'nei Leah. V'hanakeva is tala b'Yaakov. And the females are dependent on Yaakov. That's why it says Dina bitoy, Dina his daughter. L'lamedcha, this teaches you. Isha mazras tchila. If an Isha gives Zerah first, Yoled es Zachar, then the child is a male. Ish mazri atchila, if the male gives the Zerah first, Yoled es Nakeva, then the child that is to be born will become a female. Shloshim v'shalosh, the total of Leah's children was 33. Uvit proton iata moisi el lamed beis. If you count, you will only come out with a total of 32. Elazu yecheved. Number 33 is Yecheved Shenolda ben Achomos, that was born. She was born between the walls of Mitzrayim, Bechnisasan Leir, when they entered the city. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Asher Yolda Oisei LeLevi b'Mitzrayim. Levi's wife gave birth to Yecheved in Mitzrayim. Leidosa b'Mitzrayim. She gave birth in Mitzrayim. Ve'ein Hoirosa b'Mitzrayim. But her pregnancy was not in Mitzrayim, because as she entered the walls of Mitzrayim, Yecheved was born. B'nei Rachel Eishes Yaakov. Why is Rachel called Eishes Yaakov? Uvechula Leinema bohen Eishes. By all the other wives, it does not use an expression, a lashon of Eishes. Ela Shehoisa Ikari Shel Bayis. This is because Rachel was the main wife of Yaakov. Kol Hanefesh HaBo'o LeYaakov. She Yotzu Meretz Kenan. They came out of the land of Kenan. Lavoi LeMitzrayim, to come to Mitzrayim. Ve'ein HaBo'o Zu Lashon Avar. This word Bo'o is not in the past. Ela Lashon Hoive. It is in the present. These are the souls that are coming now to Mitzrayim. Kimoi. Ba'erev Hi Bo'o. In the evening, she is coming. Ukamoi. Vihine Rachel Bitoi Bo'o. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, is coming now in Matzoin with the sheep. Lefichach, therefore, tamoy lamato. The stress, the accent on the word is milra. At the end of the word, be'alef, on the aleph, ba'o. Ba'o means a lashon hove, present, is coming. Lefichach, kishiyatu lavai meres Canaan. Because when they went out to come to the land of Canaan, lehoyu elo shish mishesh, their total was 66. Vehasheni, and the second time it says the word ba'o, kol hanefesh l'beis Yaakov ha-ba'o mitzrayma, shivim, was a total of 70. Hu lashon avar, over there it is in the past. Lefichach, tamoy lamato, that's why the accent is on the beginning of the word, bebeis, on the beis, ba'o, which is in the past, came. Lefi mishebo sham, Hoyashivim, because once they already came there, then they had a total of 70. Shematzu sham Yosef u'shnei vanav, because they found over there Yosef and his two sons. V'nitoysvu lahem Yocheved ben Achomos, and Yocheved was born and added to the minyan ben Achomos when she was born between the walls. Zok Rashi, uledivrei ha'omer to Omos noldu mashvatim, according to the Manda Omar, that twin sisters were born with each and every shevet. We must say that they died before Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, because they are not counted here. The Pasuk is counting all Yotzei Yerecha, all his descendants. So why aren't the Ta'omos, the twin sisters of the Shvatim, mentioned? It must be that they died. Zok Rashi, Matzasi b'Vayikra Rabba. I found in the Medrash Vayikra Rabba, Esav Chomesh Nefashis Hayulai. That is the Girsa of the Sisei Chachamim. Esav had five souls in his family, five children: Eliphaz, Reuel, Yeush, Yalom, and Korach. And what does the pasuk say concerning these five nefashos? Va'kosav Korach oisan nafshos beisai. The Torah calls them in the plural nafshos beisai, the souls of his household, lashon rabim, in the plural. Lefishahayu oivdim lelehus harbe, because they worshipped many gods. Yaakov, but Yaakov shivim hayulai, he had 70 souls. Va'kosav Korach oisan nefesh, but the pasuk over here in pasuk Chav Zayin says nefesh b'lashon yochid, the soul, one soul. Lefishayu oivdim lekel echad, because they worship one god. Esav, that we are referring to five people, it says nafshes beisai. Yaakov, which we are referring to 70 people, is called nefesh, because over here Yaakov serves one god, and Esav serves many gods. One has to understand what Rashi's raya is from the pasuk in Vayishlach when it says nafshes beisai, that the five sons of Esav are called nafshes b'lashon rabim. If you look at the pasuk over there, nafshes is not referring to the sons of Esav. The pasuk says Vayikach Esav es noshav. Esav took his wives, ves bonov, and his sons, ves benoisav, and his daughters, ves kol nafshes beisai, and all the souls of his household. Obviously, nafshes beisai is not referring to his children, because banav and benoisav are referring to his children. Nafshes beisai is l'chara referring to his servants. His servants might have been thousands. Maybe that's why it is a lashon rabim. How does Rashi bring a raya from the pasuk nafshes beisai that the five children of Esav are called b'lashon rabim nafshes?